Sean Michael Green says he was a terrible student in high school, and he has the report cards to prove it. He had no interest in going to college after he graduated, so he joined the Marine Corps instead. After leaving active duty, he decided to give school another try, enrolling in a 2-year community college. To his surprise, he did well, so he went on to get a bachelor's degree from the University of Pittsburgh, a master's at the University of Pennsylvania, and complete law school at Cornell. He attributes all his belated academic success to his military experience.
The one thing that I am good at is involving myself in a system of rewards and punishments. If I didn't have that experience in the military, if I never learned when to act and when to take charge of the situation, I never would have been the student that I am today.
Sean Michael Green also owes his degrees to the GI Bill, which helped finance his education. He's now a military education consultant and the author of Marching to College, published by the Princeton Review. Covering everything from applications to financial aid to study skills, the book is aimed at readers who want to take advantage of their military service to get more education.
There used to be a choice that high school graduates would make. They would decide to either go to college or to go into the military. The way that recruiting works now, that choice is no longer there. It's you go into the military in order to go to college. And there are plenty of benefits and money set aside that allow somebody that goes into the military to head to college with lower financial cost than a person who just goes the traditional route of straight from high school into college.
Sean Michael Green describes the GI Bill of 1944 as a landmark piece of legislation, making higher education in America more democratic. He also believes its purpose has changed over the years.
The biggest factor at the time was to reward people for serving in the military and to bring the technical knowledge of the American workforce up to speed during a time of war when a lot of professionals were going off to fight and a lot of them were being killed. But now the focus is on recruiting.
Those interested in taking advantage of the GI Bill pay a portion of their military salary into a fund for their first 12 months of service. If they enroll in college full-time after leaving the military, they receive a monthly stipend for up to 3 years. They can also get tuition assistance from the military to attend college while on active duty. It's even possible to earn academic credits from military schools and experience, then take a series of qualifying exams to get a degree. Donald Caruncio did just that while serving in the U.S. Navy. He got a bachelor's degree in history in less than 2 years.
I realized that once I retired from the Navy, what would help me in the civilian world was having a degree. And since I've retired, 3 jobs that I have held require to have a bachelor's degree.
Mr. Caruncio now works as a college office guidance counselor at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. His goal is to help other servicemen and women get more education.
The sky's the limit right now, really, because the services do pay tuition assistance. They have the test to supplement it. What we see is a lot of people who do come in, and education is one of their goals of why they join the military.
But not enough actually take advantage of the opportunity once they leave the military, according to Sean Michael Green. His book cites Department of Veteran Affairs statistics showing that just under 340,000 veterans used their GI Bill benefits to pay for college in 2002. That's a low figure, Mr. Green says, given the fact that millions are qualified. He believes these veterans are likely to worry they'll have too many other financial responsibilities to go back to school, or may fear they're not capable of doing college-level work.
They're basing their future academic abilities on their past academic performance. And a lot can change after serving in the military. A person comes out with not just discipline, but people come out with a better perspective. The idea of sitting in the classroom and learning is one that really appeals to some people after serving in the military.
And they have a more mature outlook, says Sean Michael Green, that can be helpful to their fellow classmates. With a new generation of military servicemen and women returning home from Iraq, Marching to College suggests that the GI Bill benefits veterans, the U.S. military, and colleges alike. I'm Nancy Beard.